Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do? What shall I do?
Somebody's calling my name.
Originally settled in the 18th century and located 8 miles east of Camden, New Jersey, is the town of Lawnside, one of the few historically African-American incorporated municipalities in the northern United States. It dates back to colonial times as a settlement of people of color. Lawnside was also a stop on the Underground Railroad, a secret network of places for escaping slaves to hide out as they sought freedom from bondage in the South. Hidden in an enclave in this tiny community, among some modern-day townhouses, is Camden County's best-kept secret, the Peter Mott House.
Dad, who is Peter Mott, and what is so important about his old house?
Well, Peter Mott and this house played an important role in the history of Lawnside and our nation as a station on the Underground Railroad.
Why does the Peter Mott House look so different from all the other houses around here?
The Peter Mott House is the oldest known house in Lawnside. The reason it looks so different is because it was built around 1844. They even used wooden pegs instead of nails to build it. The other homes around it were built just a few years ago. My grandmother told me that escaped Africans were taken to this house and hidden away from slave catchers. Inside the house, there's said to be a secret place where slaves were hidden.
A secret hideout? That's so cool. Tell me more.
Peter Mott was an African-American preacher who was the first Sunday school superintendent at Mount Pisgah African Methodist Episcopal Church in Lawnside. He was also a deacon at the church. He worked as a carpenter and a plasterer. Besides being talented, Peter Mott was a very brave man to take a chance hiding escaped Africans in his house. If he had been caught, he would have lost everything and gone to jail, or possibly worse.
When was he born?
We don't have any birth certificates, but the census records of 1850 indicate that Mott was born around 1810 in Delaware. County marriage records show that he married Eliza Thomas on November 2, 1833. Eliza died on November 2, 1879, and Peter died on November 28, 1881.
Did Mr. Mott have any children?
We don't know. There are no records. However, they did find a child's shoe in the yard when the archaeological dig was done. You see, people used to bury their trash in the yard. They also found some plateware. It's all on display in the house along with other artifacts.
Wow, the archaeologists came and actually had a dig in the yard? I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, they actually had a dig in the yard. The house has existed through the years until it was threatened to be torn down by a developer planning to build new townhouses. The community and the Lawnside Historical Society banded together to stop the demolition, and the developer finally agreed to work to preserve this very historic building.
I am glad they fought to save the Peter Mott House.
The Lawnside Historical Society spent many years acquiring, preserving, and interpreting the Peter Mott House for others. As a result of their incredibly hard work, the Peter Mott House was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in September 1994 and opened as a museum in the fall of 2001 after a restoration project that took almost 10 years.
Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush.
I saw some signs that said Snow Hill, Free Haven, and Lawnside. What are all those names about?
According to an old map, which was produced back in 1808, this area was probably settled by African Americans with the help of Quakers from nearby Haddonville late in the 18th century, about the time of the American Revolution. It was called Snow Hill. In the beginning, it was no more than a group of scattered homes and shops. Ralph Smith, an abolitionist Quaker from Haddonville, which is just up the road, bought tracts of land back in 1837 and divided them into small lots and sold them to the escaped Africans who came to the area. He then changed the name to Free Haven. What a better name for people who came to the area seeking freedom, Free Haven. Later the town was named Lawnside.
Besides Peter Mott and Ralph Smith and the Quakers from Haddonfield, there were others in the area that also helped escaped Africans gain their freedom. They included such people as Jacob White who was a black man and friend of Ralph Smith, William Still of Philadelphia, and Thomas Oliver, who was a minister at Macedonia African Methodist Episcopal Church in Camden.
Some of the families who came to Lawnside during that time still live here. The two that stand out are the Still and Arthur families.
Yes, I heard of the Still family. William Still worked on the Underground Railroad in Philadelphia, and James Still was a doctor in Burlington County. We learned about them in school. They have a really big reunion every year, and the whole town is invited to it.
From colonial time to the perils of escaping slavery and the Underground Railroad, the ravages of the Civil War, and the grinding poverty of the Depression era, Lawnside has emerged as a viable modern community, with the Peter Mott House standing today as a memorial to all that has gone before.
I'm glad they saved the Peter Mott House and made it a museum. It's an important part of our history.
Yes, it is. And while we don't have a lot of written information about him, a rich tradition of oral history tells us that Peter Mott and his home were the center of the Underground Railroad activity before the American Civil War. Did he escape bondage in Delaware and come to Snow Hill? We don't know the answer to that question, and a lot of others. But sometimes on a quiet evening in Lawnside, you can hear the spirit of Peter Mott saying, "I'm a free man. Always have been and always will be." It's not just a place for African Americans to see. It's here for all to see. It's Camden County's best-kept secret. Now let's get back home before your mom starts to worry.
This project is made possible thanks to a grant from the Garden State Historic Preservation Trust Fund, administered by the New Jersey Historic Trust, and the support of the Camden County Improvement Authority and the Camden County Board of Chosen Freeholders. Stay tuned for other podcasts that explore South Jersey's historic past.
What shall I do?
Somebody's calling my name.
Hush, hush. Somebody's calling my name. Hush. Somebody's calling my name.